Welcome in to this edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody. Thank you for listening. We've got a special guest today on the show. We're bringing in 2023 SMU offensive line commit, Richter Connolly, just committed to SMU earlier in June, and really is one of the top recruits in this class, coming in as a top 40 offensive lineman in the entire country for On Three. Richter, thanks so much for the time, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Doing well. Just another summer day. It's hot out here in Texas. But, you know, you turned up the heat a little bit when you committed to SMU. Let's go back to that. What was that decision like for you?
Well, I've got this question asked a lot of times how it was. I really can't explain it. It was probably the best feeling that's ever came to me. When Derek Luster, he committed, I was like, wow, that it gave me the chills. And like, wow, this is going to be home. I know it is. I was telling my mom. And when I walked up there to do it and everybody just started going crazy, that was at the barbecue. I knew this, that was going to be home. And I went ahead and verbally committed.
You know, what was it that stood out to you about the staff to kind of get you to that point, or the school, or anything that they really showed you that got you to that point that said, you know what, it's time to make this decision?
So I really knew before going in to the barbecue that I was probably fixing to commit that day. About 2 weeks before that, when I got offered, I already talked to my parents. I was like, man, this is awesome already. Coach Justice was staying in touch quite a bit. And then Coach Woods, when I was at San Angelo for a ag convention, and he was going to come to school and see me. And I told him, I said, Coach, I'm not in town. And he was like, well, where are you? And I'll come see you. That right there, that made my mind up that, wow, these coaches really care. And that's what set it through.
What did they share with you about kind of where they see you playing and fitting in and all that?
We haven't talked too much about it. I know it's going to be offensive tackle. I don't know anything else really. I know that he's having some guys graduate this year, and I'll probably have a chance of being one of the dudes, but we'll see when that time comes.
And you're somebody that we kind of flip over a little bit to you as a player. You play a lot of defense, a lot of offense. What, you're kind of making the transition a little bit to offensive line in the past?
Well, I played offensive line in junior high, played tight end freshman year. And then we switched our offenses, and I haven't even touched the offense except this year. I played three plays at tight end for a heavy coverage just as an extra blocker. But other than that, I'm a defensive end, defensive tackle guy.
And, you know, did it take a minute for you to kind of say, okay, I'm going to play offensive tackle at the next level? Or is that just what coaches are telling you and saying, look, man, you got the size, you've got all these attributes that we're seeing, and we see you at offensive line?
It's what the coaches were telling me. For a second, I was like, man, I guess I really wasn't good at defense, but I did have some offers playing defensive line too. So it evened it out, but the transition to O-line has changed my mind. I mean, I love it. I love practicing it. I love getting better at it. It's coming super natural to me.
And so is the plan for you to play it as well this year, or both sides of the ball, or what's kind of the role you're going to have at Seminole this year?
I'll be playing both sides of the ball this year. Usually we haven't done it in the past, but I think there'll be me and a few other players playing both sides of the ball, and I'll be playing defensive end, defensive tackle, whichever they need me that game, and then right tackle.
That I'm one, you got to be in heck of good shape to do that. You do compete in track and field. Do you play any other sports?
I have played baseball. That was my freshman year. And then I started doing track, and I fell in love with track. So I quit baseball to focus on track. But I think this year I'll be playing baseball again. And of course, shot put, throwing shot put.
Yeah. I mean, that shot put aspect of it, I mean, you're one of the best in the state of Texas. You know, take us through that and qualifying for state, and you know, just kind of what your goals are for that, you know, when that comes around.
Well, when that comes back around, I'm hoping I'll be throwing 60-65. I got fifth place. The kid who got first was, of course, Casey Poe. And I love the competition. So my mindset is I'm not going to let him beat me again. Going in, I had something that set me back about 3 weeks. So I didn't compete until district them 3 weeks before. And after that set me back, I knew I'm going to state. Nothing holding me back. I'm going to give it everything I had.
That's awesome. Going back over to kind of SMU and just you as a football player, what are some of the things you're working on as, an offensive lineman, kind of still getting used to, I guess, probably playing that position a little bit?
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to do everything I can, learning for pass rushing, run blocking, and all that good stuff. More still learning the position.
What's the most difficult aspect of playing offensive line that you've seen so far? I know you don't have that much in-game experience, but as far as picking up either technique or schemes or this or that, what have you kind of identified as something that you really have to kind of lock in on?
I really can't bring anything to mind because I haven't played that position in a game yet. One-on-ones would probably be inside working my down step.
Got it. And with SMU, I mean, you mentioned Keldrick Luster committing. You were there with Reagan Gill when he committed. Take us through the commitment from your angle, because we just had Reagan Gill on, and he told us you guys kind of walked up there together.
It was crazy. When we were in that meeting, we went through a little team meeting with Coach Justice, and he was talking to me and Reagan, and we were watching their, like, practice film, I guess. And it was so easy to understand Coach Justice. And I knew, like, wow, he's a great coach. And when we went back in for the barbecue, I went and told Big Mike. I said, he was the only person I told. I told him actually one other person. I was like, I'm committing tonight. I said, don't tell nobody, but it's happening. And when I told Big Mike that, man, he got so excited. And I knew, like, this is going to be my teammate. And when I walked up on the stage and said it, and I saw Reagan coming up beside me, I was – it's an unexplainable feeling of how crazy it is, the feeling that you get. I just can't explain it.
You mentioned Big Mike. You know, he's somebody that it looks like SMU's still battling for. He visited TCU. I've heard there's a group chat of the commits. Are you guys still working him and some of the other guys?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are.
What's the group chat like? How's the dynamic as you guys, I mean, grew quickly from, I think there's 4 or 5 to now it's 12.
12. It was, I think when me and Reagan committed, we were at 6. And now seeing that it doubled, it's even crazier. But then hasn't Big Mike verbally committed to SMU?
Oh yeah, he's committed. He just popped over to TCU for a visit last weekend. So I was just saying,
I don't know what's going through his mind.
you got to jump on the horn with him, I guess.
Yes, sir.
What you seem obviously very excited to be committed to SMU. Are you going to be that's a kind of a vocal recruiter? Are you going after guys or anything like that?
Well, on the offensive line, Coach Justin said he was taking 3. So, I mean, my position wise, we're all set. But the group chat and Jackson Lavender, he kind of takes care of the getting guys to the group chat. And we, after they get in the group chat, we're all on them about committing. When Wimberly committed, I think that was a lot of us. I mean, he was at an official visit at Tech. And when he got back, he verbally committed to SMU.
That's awesome. You getting close with any of the guys in particular? I know you mentioned Jackson. Any others that you really feel like you bonded with?
Me and Reagan bond really well.
What makes you guys close?
I guess his dad living from Big Spring, we kind of know like the same aspects of life, I guess you can say. So we know, like, I guess we're really both country boys, really. I mean, he drives an old Ford and I drive an old Dodge. So, I mean, it just goes with the flow.
Well, that's great. Going to SMU, Rhett Lashley's taken over the program, new coach going into his first season. What was your impressions of him when you met with him?
Felt like he was there forever. Felt like we knew each other forever. He's a great man. Just the way we were talking to each other. I mean, it's like we've had conversation before, and that we texted, but being there talking to him in person, it was just like he was my high school coach. Like we hit that bond off together.
That's awesome. And looking at the campus and the school, you know, have you decided on kind of, or at least maybe have your eye on a major, or was there anything about the campus that really stuck out to you?
The campus is absolutely beautiful. I mean, I've been to other schools. I mean, I've been to TCU, and SMU is just, it blows all of them out of the water. My major, it's probably going to be either sports management or kinesiology. Because I'm going to end up wanting to be a coach after I play ball. So
that's funny you mentioned that. Reagan was talking about kinesiology, and he said, I'm not so sure I can make that one happen with the classes, right. But you might have to, you know, be a coach while he's, you know, analyzing the broadcast you guys are working.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. What do you like to do away from football? I know you got track. It sounds like you're going to pick back up baseball. What else do you like to do?
On my free time, I like hanging out with my friends. Most of the time I'm working. Like roping the rope and dummy every once in a while. I fought bulls for a little bit. and I said, well, I don't want to ruin my football career, so I'm going to cut that off until after football.
Yeah.
I like fishing and all that good stuff, of course.
Yeah. About to say, I mean, that you can't be, you know, jeopardizing your football with that, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the toughest fall you've taken or whatever doing that?
Probably getting hooked right in the hip. That'd probably be it.
Yeah. Thrown up in the air a little bit?
Yes, sir. I was more cowboy protection than anything.
Got it.
I wasn't freestyle, but taking a hook in the hip was probably the worst.
Yeah.
I take that back. I actually got kicked in the face. So I think that one topped it off. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, I broke my jaw, but I got lucky.
Well, you got to bring some toughness to the trenches, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. And after that happened, I kept going too. So,
man, that's impressive. Well, we can see what, you know, Coach Justice sees in you in terms of toughness that he wants to bring to SMU's offensive line. You know, what's kind of some parting words you've got for SMU fans out there listening about what you're going to bring to the table once you're at SMU?
I'm going to be the toughest man on the line, no matter what it takes, and I'm going to play rough. I'm nice as a person, but on the football field, I feel sorry for whoever's in front of me.
Well, I hope you don't have to challenge any of the guys in the room to be kicked in the face by a bull, man. I think you might have most everybody beat on that front.
Yes, sir.
Well, awesome. Richter Connolly, it's been awesome having you on the podcast. We really appreciate the time, man. We'll have to catch up during your season.
Yes, sir. No doubt. You take care.
You too. Thank you to Richter Connolly for joining the On the Pony Express podcast. We appreciate you guys out there listening as well. We will catch you next time with another edition of the podcast, and appreciate you guys listening.